الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون ما أريد منهم من رزق وما أريد أن يطعمون إن الله هو الرزاق ذو القوة المتين وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الإيمان بضع وسبعون شعبة فأفضلها قول لا إله إلا الله وأدناها إماطة الأذى عن الطريق والحياء شعبة من الإيمان أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Most respected ulama ikram, brothers and elders, any person who is thinking, intelligent, who has the same mind, then every such person understands that there is an objective to whatever he does in life, and what he does has to be focused towards his objective. To start off with, he will recognize his objective, and then he will learn how to achieve it, and then he will work towards it. Person goes to school, for example, and he doesn't know why he is at school. He goes to university, he doesn't know why he is at university. Somebody asks him after 1 year has passed, 2 years have passed, then what are you doing here? He says, well, I come and go, but I'm not sure what I have come for. Then he would be regarded as somebody extremely foolish, somebody who perhaps doesn't have a sane mind. Or supposing he's paying all his fees, he's doing a lot of things, undertaking a lot of expenses. Somebody asks him that, what have you come to study here? So he says, well, I've come to play sport, and I come and have my lunch, and I meet my friends. So again, the same conclusion will come. This person has no idea of what his objective is. That he's spending all the time, the energy, the wealth, the effort that goes behind it, and he has come to play some sport, to have his lunch, to meet with his friends, and this is what he believes he's here for. Obviously, he's going to fail at the end of the whole exercise. So these are very small and trivial failures compared to the failure if a person has come into this dunya, has spent his life, and the time has come to leave, and he has not recognized what he came for. He has not realized what was his objective, where was he headed to, what was his destination, what he was supposed to have acquired in his time. A person who has failed his year at school, failed his year at university, he's still got another chance. He can repeat that year, somebody will explain to him, somebody will make him understand why did you come, what you should have been trying to do. So he will refocus himself maybe, and still gain what he lost. But when a person left this dunya and has failed in his objective, then there's no coming back. Then at that time, no matter how much he may desire, إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ لَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ سَاعَةً وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. When their time has come, then they will not be given one moment of respite. So the important thing is to recognize what the objective is, what our destination is, before our time comes to leave. So that having recognized where we are heading to, and what we are supposed to do, then we can make an effort in that direction. We can try to achieve that. And whatever little effort we would be able to make, Allah Ta'ala out of His grace and mercy would then accept that. So regarding this object of life, Allah Ta'ala Himself in the Quran Kareem outlines it to us, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. That I have not created insan and jinnah except for my ibadat. What is this ibadat that Allah Ta'ala says we created this insan for? Like a person says he manufactured a car. What is the purpose of that manufacturing that car? So that it will move from point A to point B, take a person to his destination, take a person to where he wishes to go. But now the car is not even starting. Person starts the car, is not moving. So it's, there's no object that is being achieved. So the person has to achieve that object. So he has to know what is the purpose. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is saying, we have created insan and jinnah for ibadat. So what is this ibadat? What is meant by this ibadat? The very first part of this ibadat is to recognize who is Allah Ta'ala. So the person hasn't recognized Allah Ta'ala, how is he going to support himself to Allah Ta'ala? He hasn't recognized who is his creator, who is his Nabisha, who is the controller of the universe, who is that being in whose hands is his life. He hasn't recognized it, that creator, that sustainer, that nourisher. Then it is very difficult for him to submit himself to the creator. Then he will be always thinking whether he can get away in some other, doing something else. The time for salah will come. So it doesn't matter if I keep sleeping. What does it matter? Because he hasn't recognized Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's Qudrat, Allah Ta'ala's power. He hasn't recognized that Allah Ta'ala's promises are true. And the commands of Allah Ta'ala are supreme. So life is carried on in a haphazard manner until it's too late to not do anything. The first thing is to recognize Allah Ta'ala. We have recognized many, many things around us. We have recognized the technology. We have recognized the small, little, trivial things of dunya. But we haven't recognized Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala repeatedly brings to our attention this reality. Allah Ta'ala is the doer, Allah Ta'ala is the creator, and that we should be searching within ourselves and looking around us to recognize Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. أَفَلَا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبِلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ وَإِلَى السَّمَاءِ كَيْفَ رُفِعَتْ وَإِلَى الْجِبَالِ كَيْفَ نُصِبَتْ وَإِلَى الْأَرْضِ كَيْفَ سُطِحَتْ. Allah Ta'ala says, don't you see the things around you? Have you ever pondered on the creation of Allah Ta'ala? Have you seen the camel? The camel was the closest thing to the Arabs. They were the first recipients of the Quran Sharif. The creation of the camel. What a wonderful way Allah Ta'ala created this animal to serve the purpose that it was meant for and to fulfill the need of the people of the place. وَإِلَى السَّمَاءِ كَيْفَ رُفِعَتْ. The sky Allah Ta'ala created without any pillars standing aloft. From east to west, from north to south. This huge creation of Allah Ta'ala. Not a single pillar in this whole, holding the sky aloft. We can't put two walls together without something in between. Allah Ta'ala is supporting this by His Qudrat. وَإِلَى الْجِبَالِ كَيْفَ نُصِبَتْ. These mountains, Allah Ta'ala has pegged the earth with huge mountains. This is the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. وَإِلَى الْأَرْضِ كَيْفَ سُطِحَتْ. And this earth, how Allah Ta'ala spread it from one end to the other. We walk on the earth, and it is not so soft like water that we can sink. It is not so hard like concrete that nothing can grow out of it. And the same earth, insan gets all his needs out of it. The vegetation and the animals eat out of it. That benefits him again. Have we looked at this? Have we understood it? Have we recognized the creation of Allah? Have we looked within ourselves? وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Within yourselves have you looked? That how Allah created this insan? And one ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala in this insan. Has he recognized this? Has he recognized the creator of that eye? And if this eyes were not with him, he was blind, what kind of life would that have lived? Had he recognized the creator of the eye, he would have used the eye in the obedience of the creator. Has he recognized the value of this tongue? This machine that goes on from morning till evening, And some people, even while they're sleeping, they sleep talk. This machine carries on non-stop, never gets tired. Can you imagine a person is deprived of the gift of speech? What will be his life? And if his tongue was missing, how will he swallow his food? So this gift of Allah Ta'ala, have we recognized? Have we recognized the gift of hearing? If a person had no gift of hearing, what a quiet world he would be. He wouldn't be able to hear anything. He wouldn't be able to hear the beautiful sounds of the birds. He wouldn't be able to hear the little sweet talk of his little child. He won't be able to hear anybody saying something to him. What a quiet world he would be. Had he recognized the creator of the tongue, the creator of the ears, the creator of the eye, the creator of the heart, then he would have used all these faculties in the obedience of the creator. He would have used all this to earn the pleasure of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And he would be recognizing this reality also, that إِنَّ السَّمْعَ وَالْبَصَرَ وَالْفُؤَادِ كُلُّ أُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ عَنْهُ مَسْئُولًا. Verily your hearing, your sight, your heart, Allah Ta'ala is saying, everything will be questioned about on the day of Qiyamah. So how is he going to use all this? Will he use it in a way that Allah Ta'ala will be pleased? Or just merely use it to just pass time in dunya and incur the wrath of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? Or just make it a means of merely amassing dunya? Allah Ta'ala says, this is not what we want from you. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ مَا أُرِيدُ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ رِزْقٍ وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَنْ يُطْعِمُونَ. Allah Ta'ala says, we don't desire any sustenance from anybody. Neither we want anyone to feed us. Allah Ta'ala says, we are free from all these things. Totally pure from all these weaknesses. إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الرَّزَّاقُ ذُو الْقُوَّةِ الْمَتِينَ. Allah Ta'ala doesn't need sustenance from anybody. Allah Ta'ala is Razzaq. He is the sustainer and the nourisher. Allah Ta'ala gives rizq to one and all. So Allah Ta'ala is the provider, He is the creator, He is the provider, He is the sustainer. And Allah Ta'ala has given this life. And this life Allah Ta'ala has given to recognize Him. And to submit ourselves to Him. In every facet of our life. Whether it is at the time of Fajr, and the Muazzin has called Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, to submit ourselves to the call of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and present ourselves in the house of Allah Ta'ala. And at the time of Zuhr, to stop all our engagements, the time of Asr, Maghrib, Isha, and to answer the call of the Muazzin and to present ourselves in the house of Allah Ta'ala. That is now that we are recognizing our Rabb. Then whether we are in our occupations, in our businesses, wherever, what is the command of Allah Ta'ala regarding how I conduct myself now? What am I supposed to do? How am I supposed to buy and sell in a manner that earns the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala? How can I become the At-Tajiru Saduqul Ameen? Ma'an Nabiyeen wa Siddiqeen wa Shuhada'i yawm al-Qiyamah. That honest and upright trader who will be raised with the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. With the Siddiqeen, the highest rank that a person can gain after Nubuwwat. The doors of Nubuwwat close, that is where the doors of Siddiqiyat start. Under the door of Nubuwwat. And the Shuhada, the Saliheen. So this, how can this business also become Ibadat? When a person is within the four walls of his home, how does he conduct himself in a way that earns the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala? How does he interact with people around him? How does he fulfill the rights of one and all? How does he save himself from zulm and oppressing anybody? How does he adopt the akhlaq that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught? The humility that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam displayed. So this is what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wants from us. This is how we will gain that destination, that Jannah that Allah Ta'ala has promised. And the bounties of Jannah, مَا لَا عِلْمٌ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ. Those ni'mats and bounties which no eye has seen, which no ear has heard of, the reality of which, and no heart can even imagine what Allah Ta'ala has created in Jannah for His servants. So how can this become achievable? That requires that a person recognizes Allah Ta'ala and submits himself to Allah. And this requires that a person makes effort on that iman. Till effort is not made on iman, and the strength of iman is not achieved, then everything would be just casual, and life would just pass, and a person's life would then just be like anything else, like a person came and went. But when the reality strikes, and a person has to now face the questioning in the grave, and has to answer on the day of judgment, now it is too late to reverse anything. It's too late to rewind with life and do something better. And then he would plead on that day that رَبِّرْ جِعُونَ لَعَلِّي أَعْمَلُ صَالِحًا فِيمَا تَرَكْتْ. Ya Allah, send me back to the world. I will now repeat this life in a very good way. I will now do a lot of good deeds. My salah would be on time. And my zakat would be discharged correctly. I would fulfill all the commands of Allah Ta'ala. I would conduct myself with the akhlaq and the mislas and thought. I would conduct myself in the mu'asharat and social life that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam displayed. But then the answer would be kalla. Never, now it's too late. Innaha kalimatun huwa qa'iluha. These are just words now that are coming out because you had your chance. You had your chance, you didn't do it. Now it's too late. So, alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala has still given us some life. We don't know how much left. We have no idea what is the balance of our life left. But we still have life. We still have the opportunity to make sincere tawbah and come back to Allah Ta'ala. To make amends for whatever had happened in the past. And to become the true servants of Allah Ta'ala ourselves. And to make an effort on one and all. Because just as we have the responsibility for our own selves, we are an ummah, we are a community. We are not somebody that is for himself. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us this by his own practical example. The Sahaba Kiram taught us this by their practical example. That had they lived for themselves and been concerned for themselves, we wouldn't have been sitting in the house of Allah Ta'ala today. And Allah knows best who would have been worshipping some cow, and who should have been worshipping some tree, and who would have been worshipping some idol, but they had concern for themselves, for their families, for their relatives, for their community, and for the entire world at large. And for every person that would set foot on earth, and how can the word of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala reach him? And how can the message of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi reach him? And how he can also save from the eternal doom of the Akhirat, of Jahannam, and he can also be gaining the eternal bounties of Allah Ta'ala in Jannah. So we have to make an effort for ourselves, and we have to make an effort to bring every single human being also towards Allah Ta'ala. So this requires an effort on our own iman, to come into the environments of iman, hear about the greatness of Allah Ta'ala repeatedly, understand and realize the feebleness of dunya, that it is here with us now, and often it is gone now, or we are gone before it. Either we are gone, or sometimes in front of our eyes the dunya is gone. What is everlasting is what is gone to the akhirat, and what we will take along with us in the akhirat. Our iman and our amal. When a person reaches the grave, nothing else comes with him. Then nothing else comes with him. Everything that he earned, everything that he amassed, everything that he had so much of great attachment with, everything gets left behind. He takes his iman, he takes his amal. And this is what will be of avail to him on the day of Qiyamah. And this is what we have to make an effort for ourselves, for our iman, for our success in dunya and akhirat, and for the success of every other person on the earth. So like everything else in life requires some effort. All trivial things also, a person wants to buy the cheapest thing, then he requires some effort to earn that first. Something that will gain everlasting success. The great bounties of the akhirat. The everlasting bounties of Jannah, then that will come without effort, that too can't be. That is wishful thinking. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, that Allah inna sil'atallahi al-ghaliya, Allah inna sil'atallahi al-jannah, that the merchandise of Allah Ta'ala is very, very valuable, very expensive, very valuable. And the merchandise that Allah Ta'ala has put on sale is Jannah. But that has a very great value. It has to be worked for. It has to be acquired. It has to be earned. For that is all the efforts of deen. And how we can understand what our objective is, where we are heading. Dunya is our objective. Dunya is a place of needs. You have our needs. You will attend to our needs. You will earn a halal living. And you make that earning of that halal living also an ibadat by doing it the way Allah Ta'ala is pleased with. You will take care of all the needs in life. But like that person who went to school and he came back with a report saying that he did excellent in his sport and he was a very good asset in terms of some other activities of the school, but in terms of the subjects, then there's all red rings around. Parents are not going to be happy about that report. Rather you didn't participate in any sport, rather you didn't do any other activities, but you passed in your subjects. You came with some distinctions, or at least passed in your subjects, then that would be worth the while. What is the worth of all the other things which you still fail? So likewise, we will do whatever else is in day in life in the correct way, but are we passing in our object in life? Our salah, our fasting, our zakah, our hajj, our obedience to all the commands of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, refraining from the disobedience of Allah ta'ala, protecting our eyes from sin, protecting our ears, our hearts, our minds, our hands and feet, staying away from everything Allah ta'ala has forbidden, bringing the way of life of Rasulullah s.a.w. into our lives. This is the way of that success. So for this is all the efforts of deen, the work of da'wah and tabligh, the ijtima that take place, is for no other purpose but to remind us of our objective. Where are we headed to? How temporary this life is? And before the end of this life, to make our life. This is the purpose for which these ijtimas take place, for what all these efforts take place, the ijtima that is taking place inshallah in 2 weeks' time, 14th to 16th of June in Spingo Beach, for the same objective that we can come into this environment for that 48 hours, repeatedly listening to the talks of deen, the greatness of Allah Ta'ala, the reality of dunya, what our objective is, and this environment where the sacrifice for deen has been made, this has an impact on our hearts. Many a person came, just came to see what's going on, but his life turned for the better. The environment has a tremendous impact. Everybody is in that same focus, in that same frame of mind, wanting to get closer to Allah Ta'ala, somebody engaging in tilawat of the Quran Sharif, somebody in the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, somebody in dua, and the talks of deen taking place, ta'aleem taking place. This has a great impact on our hearts. So for this we have to now fix our time inshallah, that those 2 days we will present ourselves, we will come ourselves, we will bring others as well, and remind one another, so that every person that can come can benefit from that environment, can be reminded of his objective, can then focus his life towards gaining his destination of Jannah. So that he, his family, his friends, his relatives, and the entire ummah can move towards his objective. So inshallah we will all try and present ourselves, and we will all bring others as well. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.